Hello, and welcome to Illumination Bureau, a podcast where we will enlighten you of all the hidden stuff you don't know about careers in creative. This is Catherine Lang Klein
and Kristen Harris, and we will be your hosts. We are the co-creators of Portfolio Creative, a company that connects creative people in the marketing and advertising space. We've been doing this work since 2005 and have learned a lot of things that we want to share with you.
We have so much to tell you, so let's get started. Hey, Kristen, have you ever been able to slip yourself into a pair of golden handcuffs?
Oh, yes. I've had those. Just for all of those who don't know what that means, you get paid really well, but you are completely owned by the company.
Exactly. And I have as well. So I can definitely relate to this as that question. And mostly because, you know, you get all starry-eyed about a salary and a place of work and what seems to be a really super cool place. And you're just like, size four, please. And on they go. And you are there for a while, and you find out that after a while, you know, it's like, maybe I don't like to be so shackled to this job. So that kind of brings us to the question about, you know, what is more important? Is salary the most important thing, or are perks and benefits more important? And in this case, we're talking to the people that own the businesses, because as we all know, workforce is the hardest thing right now to try and find people that are going to work for your company. So what is it that people really want?
Yeah, and I think that's a great question. You know, is salary the most important thing? And it probably depends, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a baseline. Like, someone has to have a baseline to have their lifestyle, right? A minimum. But beyond that, sometimes money really, really matters because of their lifestyle situation, whatever. Other times, there are things that are worth more to them.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're a small or medium company, maybe you can provide some of those other things and attract really great people at the salary that you can afford, but because they're looking for some of those different things you can offer that maybe a big company can't.
Exactly. So how do you compete with some of the larger companies? Because I'm sure we've all read about how, you know, Google and Facebook and all these other companies have all these amazing campuses that essentially are golden handcuffs because people never have to leave, which is kind of the idea of that. It's like, I'm going to pay you well and you will never have to leave this campus because everything is provided here. But not every company can provide that. So, yeah, how do you get those people to work for you?
Yeah, and not everybody wants to sign up for that, right?
Right.
Like an hour bus ride and whatever to get there. Like, that's great
mm-hmm.
for some people and not for others.
Exactly. They might want to work at in a smaller place and have more impact.
Yes.
But if you are employing people, the one thing that I can tell you that across the board people were really interested in was definitely healthcare benefits. And I know that can be a challenge for some people. But there are solutions.
Yeah. It's, you know, sometimes people are in a situation, maybe their spouse has benefits or something,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a big deal to them. But I think as you grow your business, that's going to be really limiting if those are the only people you can attract.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it takes a lot of people out of the candidate pool
mm-hmm.
if you're not able to offer health benefits.
Right.
It's great, you know, if you have a bunch of employees that don't need it. But at some point, you're going to hit a point where you need to attract more people,
mm-hmm.
and your pool's pretty small if you don't have that. So, yeah, they are available through some different places. Obviously, you know, people go to a healthcare broker is what they think of. But there's some industry organizations and
there
other
are.
Groups, right?
Yes. There are, like, for example, I would have everybody check out their local chamber of commerce. And they will sometimes have affinity programs that you can join that you will be pooled with other small companies and get a better rate on healthcare. And it's worth mentioning right now, anybody can get healthcare, but at a price you can afford is the challenging part. So yeah, that's where these groups come in handy, because then you now belong to a pool and the pricing can be cheaper, and that's definitely one option. And if you're not really sure about your chamber, you know, definitely check around with other organizations that have, you know, built up larger groups of people and ask them if they don't have one, can they start one, or, you know, if they have one that you can join.
Yeah, sometimes industry organizations
mm-hmm.
will have it too, just kind
yes.
of depending on what your industry is. There may be a national industry organization
yes.
that offers a plan that, again, you're a member, just kind of like you said, with
mm-hmm.
the chamber.
So, yeah, that is definitely always an option to look into. And honestly, that was one I would really suggest looking very strongly, because, like you said, automatically their people are eliminated because they're like, well, do you have health care?
Yeah.
If you say no, it's like, okay, well, thanks.
Yeah.
And granted, there are you can always hope to find that person that is covered by a spouse or a partner or something like that, but that is, again, very rare.
Right. I mean, it's fine, you know, maybe when you're smaller, but at some point you hit a growth level
mm-hmm.
where that's just not going to work exactly in the long term.
Because you might start with a few part-time employees, and that's mm-hmm. not even part of the equation. But at some point, if you really would like growth, you have to definitely look into that. And some of the other things that larger companies like to talk about, and I had kind of touched upon briefly, were like cafeterias and, you know, snack places and places to sit and just enjoy some food. Not every company can provide that either. They might at best have, you know, a little kitchenette area that they can enjoy some food in. But if you are located in a place that people can walk to, that's almost the same thing as a cafeteria, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. And to get them away from their desk might be a good thing, too.
That's a great point. Just thinking about where you locate your office mm-hmm. could bring a lot of amenities. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, are they in a nice neighborhood where people can go for a walk and enjoy what's around them? Are they near a grocery where they could pick up some food before they head home? And do you have restaurants near you? Like, even just choosing your location mm-hmm. can be a really big amenity. Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
And if that's even a problem, you can always bring in lunches at a, you know, a fairly cheap price and just say, you know, Friday's pizza day or Tuesday's taco day or something like that. Or maybe, you know, encourage them to do potlucks or things like that. And that'll also make it, again, where they don't necessarily have to constantly be worrying about food or packing a lunch or things like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a really good point. And other things that could be similar as far as like amenities in your area. I mean, some of it might be just where do you choose to locate your office? Mm-hmm. Is it in a neighborhood or a part of the city that's easy to get to? Or are you, you know, way far out and it's hard for people to commute depending on where they live mm-hmm. or depending on what their transportation options are? If you're more within the city, they have more options with, you know, public transit and so on. If you're really far out in the suburbs, that will be less people who are willing to make the commute or maybe even can. They may not right. have a choice. They don't have a car or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think where you're located can be a huge
absolutely.
Factor.
You could have amenities all around you that you don't have to pay for if it's located in the right spot.
Exactly.
One thing, too, that's really simple is like dry cleaning services. Most companies have no issue driving to your office and picking up and dropping off the dry cleaning. So if you can get on that sort of schedule, that's always really helpful. And then just think about other things like that that could bring these little perks to you without you having to set up shop at some place. You know, maybe it's massage chairs once a month, or you have a manicurist come in once a month. Granted, places like Facebook and Google and these larger companies probably already have that in-house and they pay for somebody to do it, but you don't have to, but you can still provide those amenities and perks to people.
Yeah, I've even heard of CSAs, like the Community Support Agriculture, you know, like little farm mm-hmm. organizations that will deliver to offices.
Oh,
like
nice.
If enough people, you mm-hmm. know, even a small business,
yeah, if we looked into that.
Whatever, five mm-hmm. people or something are interested, like every Friday they deliver everyone a box of vegetables. Like, you know, what a great perk.
Mm-hmm,
like you have
mm-hmm.
some delicious food show up and
exactly.
take it home with
exactly.
you. That sounds great.
You don't have to stop at the store or worry about going to the market, I guess, on the weekend or something.
Yeah,
it's definitely
yeah.
a time saver for the people that you work with.
So sometimes it might be just being creative about what are those things that your people want. Mm-hmm. You know, asking them. Because
oh, definitely ask.
If nobody wants the, you know, vegetables or the gym, like you don't want to spend your time and money mm-hmm. on it. But, you know, maybe just ask your people. And I guess it'll vary by every work group, right?
Right.
Like your office is going to want totally different things than people in our office want. But if you ask them what they want and then you can figure out how to provide it, they're going to love it.
And your own staff might change too. I remember that, you know, having in-house gyms were a huge thing. And there was a company that decided, you know what, we're going to have an in-house gym. And if people would like to bring any gym equipment in, we will just build a gym. Gym was built and nobody used it. So that might be something that you look at too. So that in-house gym might not be as, you know, people think it's a perk, but they end up never using it. You might want to instead look at maybe whoever wants to join the gym will pay for the membership versus giving up valuable office space or, you know, putting a few thousand dollars into having a real professional gym put in, like I said, that just sits vacant.
Yeah, that's a really great point of, you know, being in the owner seat or in the leadership team, like mm-hmm. make sure you're not just providing the perks you want
right.
and you haven't asked the rest of your people
right.
what they want
mm-hmm.
because I mean I've done this for sure, like, oh well, I would love to have blah blah blah, and then I realize like, yeah, I'm the only one. No one else is interested.
Nobody wants the fresh fruit delivered on Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, clean up trash on Earth Day or whatever. It's
right,
like, well
right.
I'm not gonna force other people to do it. I'll just go do it if I want to.
Right.
So making sure you're providing things that really your team want,
mm-hmm.
not just you.
And also for a large company, there's probably enough buy-in for people to use a gym or dry cleaning and things like that on to have that service on site. But if it's only like one or two people, you know, kind of doing a catering sort of method, it might be a little bit better.
Yeah,
something
or
a
like
little
you,
more a la carte.
Like you said, maybe a gym discount with, you know, the chain that's closest to you. Maybe
right.
you can just get a discount for all of your employees or something like that. It's still a nice perk.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Another area is flexibility.
Oh, the people want flexibility.
And I think this is huge because a lot of companies, you know, the golden handcuff companies, a lot of what comes with it is, you know, you're there always, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like 24/7,
yes.
work a lot of hours. And that comes with the job. It was great. I loved that job.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was nothing wrong with that. At the time, it was exactly what I wanted
mm-hmm.
to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not what everyone wants to be doing. And so if you can find the people that don't want that and offer them different kinds of schedules, flexibility, maybe even the option to work remotely or
mm-hmm.
from a co-work space once a week or whatever, you know, all kinds of different scenarios, that can go really far with attracting people that don't want the golden handcuff job, even at the high pay.
Right.
You know, it's like, even for the high pay, that's not what's important to me. What's important to me is I can drop off my kids at school, and so I don't have to be somewhere till 10.
Right.
That matters to me more than
this
you know,
job.
Yeah. The
yeah.
extra $10,000 salary or
and,
whatever.
And you could miss out on a really super talented person because you did not want to change things up a little bit. And we're seeing that more and more people want this just because people's lives have changed a lot. I'm just going to speak kind of to the generation that's getting squoze in between raising kids and having to care for their parents, or one or the other, or both, I guess. Because you might have men and women who have to be the caretaker for their parents, and if they're locked in at a job 9 to 5 or have to do work 40, 60 hours a week, your job is suddenly becoming really unattractive for them. And they're like, you know what, I'll get the work done, but I'm going to have to work a day at home. I'm going to have to work half days. I'm going to have to work whatever. Your best bet is to be accommodating if that's the person that you trust and you know is going to do this job. And trust enough to not have FaceTime with them continuously. It's definitely worth making some changes over that. And there's definitely a lot of women out there that have to maybe still be the caregiver for their parents, but then they also have the responsibility for the children too. I'm sorry I did not tag that onto men, but we're talking reality here. it's usually the woman that has to drop something, you know, everything and go to the school to pick them up if they've been hurt on the playground or something like that. And for the fathers that do, God love you. Because I really don't want to leave you out. I'm speaking from my own experiences. I should probably just lay that out as well. I mean, people just want mom. And if they don't have that, again, that flexibility, then, again, the job suddenly starts becoming really unattractive. And they will look elsewhere to something that will provide them with that or, you know, work on their own or work go somewhere else and work part-time or something like that. So if you really want this talent, you have to be flexible.
Yeah. And so what some of that, you know, specifically some of that could look like would be maybe, like you said, a flexible schedule. Can
mm-hmm.
I start earlier, end earlier, or start later,
mm-hmm.
end later? Can I work part-time? You know, could this be a job where two people work in this job?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we, like, one person works
like
Monday,
shift,
Tuesday,
yeah.
and Wednesday. Somebody works Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So they're overlapped together two
mm-hmm.
days, but they're each really only working part-time. You know, that sort of thing. 4-day, 10 hours. You know, you're still working 40 hours, but you're, you know, sort of jamming it all into 4 days. Maybe working, like you said, working certain days or certain hours from home. And especially, of course, it's job dependent, right? It depends on what you're doing and how much you need to be doing things at a certain place with
mm-hmm,
certain equipment
mm-hmm.
or with
yeah.
certain people. But a lot of the jobs we have now, you know, it's this whole information economy,
mm-hmm.
right? Like we're all just working on computers.
Right. And there's a lot in the cloud that can be shared, and you might not necessarily have to have, you know, everything identical. But, you know, there might be some situations where a person does need to have a setup at home and you have to kind of determine how that's going to all work out too. I mean, is it property that you own, property that they own, all of that. But, yeah, it's definitely worth examining to see if you find the great person to just see how you can make it work.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also a good point to say these kinds of flexibility options don't have to be forever. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's just someone just needs it for a period of time.
That is true.
Maybe it's just until that child is old enough to go to daycare, or it's just until mom gets home from the hospital
mm-hmm.
and is settled, or it's just, you know, whatever. There's a million scenarios. And if you can be flexible even just for a period of time,
mm-hmm.
you can really retain someone great or attract
right.
someone great. And you know, they build some loyalty to you. You've helped them when they need it. Mm-hmm. You support them. They still get their work done. It, you know, it works out well for everyone. So sometimes these kind of arrangements, you can just say, you know, we only, like, let's try this for 3 months and see how it's going. Mm-hmm. Or how long do you think you need this arrangement? It doesn't have to be a forever agreement. Mm-hmm. It can be a, you know, set period of time.
Yeah. And that's, again, it's so worth making a few little changes than losing a person that you really, really like and or admire too.
Yeah. And that you touched on this a little, it really comes back to FaceTime, right? Like, do you trust the person to do their work, do what they say they will, they know how to do their job well, and are there measurables, metrics, you know, goals, whatever they have to meet? As long as they're doing all of that in a manner that you're happy with, why does it really matter, honestly? Does it matter if they do it from 7 a.m. till 4 instead of 9 to 5? Like, you know, who cares,
And honestly, a lot of young people without any responsibility like that sort of system too. It's like, what do you want me to do? And as long as I get it done, then what's basically the problem? Why do I have to sit here to do it?
Yeah.
They would be more than happy to like grab a laptop and go sit outside or go home and, you know, just kind of weave it into their day versus it becoming their day. But if the results are great and everything, you know, comes back just the way you want it, you know, what is there really a problem with that? And also one thing that somebody had brought up with me too, is like, if you don't allow people to work from home because you don't trust them, then why are they employed by you?
Yeah, you just don't trust them.
You just don't trust them.
And I think that at least my experience has been when you provide more flexibility and but also with it comes responsibility, the person knows what they have to get done and they're responsible for it. They, I mean, I don't know if this is good or bad, they probably work more than not. You know, it's not like, oh, because I'm letting them work from home or, you know, have flexible hours, they're just goofing off all the time, whatever. Actually, they're probably also like double checking on that client in the evening and, you know, checking up on something before they head out of town for their trip or whatever.
Right.
Like, because they feel that huge ownership and responsibility over their work and they've been given that, they also accept it, which means that they stay on top of stuff.
Yeah.
They, you know, they probably are doing things more often rather than less.
So that the work hours could actually be extended, you know, and you don't even know it, or it's just like a lot of breaks in time. Because I know for me,
they're just doing what needs to be done to get the work done.
Right. Because if I have to run out, for example, you know, to do anything and, you know, maybe miss a couple hours in the middle of the day, I typically will go home and I'm still working on stuff just to kind of finish it up. So I just have that responsibility put on myself, and I would just kind of expect that from everybody else too.
Yeah, it just goes back to what
to
you said,
grown up.
The trust. You know, if you trust them to do what they say they will and they know their responsibilities and, you know, fully embrace them, you know, they work when they need to work to get it done, and that's all you're asking for, right?
Right.
Like at the end of the day.
Right. And
in lots of jobs, there are jobs this doesn't work for, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like a restaurant has to have, you know, people there making food during certain hours.
Right.
Like there are lots of jobs this doesn't work for, but we're talking a lot about like creative, you know, positions, technology oriented positions, a lot of those kind of office, you know, based roles that really probably don't have to be in a certain location at a certain time.
Yeah. And, speaking about, you know, places where you have to be there to work, even some form of flexibility kind of works with that too. Like if, you know, some sort of life crisis comes up, it's like you're fired if you don't come in. All right, take 2 weeks, take 3 weeks. You know, you can do it with or without pay, however you want to do it, whatever you think is going to help this person the most. Because the key is keeping the employee, because you don't want to put them in the position where it's like they weren't flexible, so now I had to go somewhere else.
Right.
And even if you have your favorite waiter or waitress working just 2 hours a week for a while because they're working through some things, knowing that they're going to be back and, you know, very ready to get back to work when everything has passed, the loyalty and what they've done for you is, you know, there's no price on that. So
yeah,
that
absolutely
goes back to the whole salary thing. You know, if you're, you know, doing things for them to kind of accommodate their life, the salary doesn't necessarily become so important.
Yeah. A lot of it, I think, is just listening to your people, listening to what they need and what they actually want. Yeah. And for some people, you know, for some people, the salary is the most important. That is totally fine. But if you're in a position where maybe you feel like you can't play that game, mm-hmm. you know, then there are other things that Absolutely. You can offer instead.
Yeah, you could just say, I can't pay you that, but you will get, you know, healthcare, you will get flexible hours, you will get, you know, food brought in, or we're close to, or the location is, you know, really cool in metro, or, you know, at least accessible. That has a lot of weight with people.
Yeah. So one thing we didn't touch on yet, and I think I'm hearing a little bit more about it. We do it, but I don't know if how common it is not providing people with only a certain bank of vacation, mm-hmm. but really allowing them to take time off when they need it. And that's for anything. You may have a doctor's appointment or you're sick or whatever. It's not like, well, you have 5 sick days, so you are only allowed to be sick for five days this year. Yeah. I hope you don't get sick on a sixth day.
Because really, I don't want your germs here. Yeah. Basically what
exactly.
I'm saying.
Exactly. Like, please don't come in if you're sick. I don't care if it's day seven. I don't right. want you to come in. And so that goes back really to the trust thing, too. You know, you trust people to take responsibility for their work and get done what they need to mm-hmm. do. And then, you know, enjoy things that they enjoy in their life if they want to travel, or if they just want to take some time off with their family or spend some time with their kids in the summer or whatever, mm-hmm, you know, it's mm-hmm. again, different for everyone on how they want to use that time.
Yeah. But their accountability stays the same, you know, and that can be done if they're like, you know, in the hospital for a few days or something like that. Clearly they can't do their work, but if they have a right-hand person that they could hand it off to just cover for them. And I'm sure, you know, that's not going to happen too often because maybe you don't have the right person in that seat. But if the work just gets done, it's like, what does it matter? You know, yeah. if they have a great quality of life and that it comes back to where they were willing to exchange some of that for some salary.
Yeah. So I guess I would say for a small business, it's really thinking about how strong is your trust with mm-hmm. the people that you work with, and hopefully very high, because otherwise, why do you work with them? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you have that strong trust, then listening to them, what are they asking for? What would make a difference for them? And what would help make them, you know, be even more excited to come and do the work that mm-hmm, you're asking them mm-hmm. to do. You know, we are all asking people to do something on behalf of the company.
Right, right. And if they, if you can't compete salary-wise, what else can you offer to people that would make them want to stay a little bit longer? Because the one thing I always like to say is that no place of employment, in any place of employment, people have not stayed because they were offered foosballs and beanbag chairs.
Thank you so much for joining us at Illumination Bureau. We hope that you have gained something by listening today. Illumination Bureau was brought to you by Portfolio Creative. You can find out more about Portfolio Creative at portfoliocreative.com. If you have a topic you'd like to hear about, please send us an email at questions@portfoliocreative.com. Please subscribe and join us next time for more creative career tips.